I'm always on the lookout for our native plants and animals, and bright and early in the morning is a great time to see some of our most unusual species. Last week, I was up early and enjoying a cup of coffee before I started my day. I looked out my window at our bird feeder, where a number of small songbirds had gathered for breakfast. One bird stood out from the rest with bright yellow markings. Initially, I thought this bird might be special, a rare find for our area. I looked for the rare bird's markings. A back the same dusty brown as our common sparrows, with a bright yellow breast. It would also have a yellow mask around its eyes, making it appear as a sparrow dressed like a superhero. The bird I thought I saw was a dickcissel, a species that is now more commonly found in the Midwest than here on the East Coast. Alas, this time, my bleary morning eyes were just misidentifying a goldfinch. The dickcissel used to be a common sight in Maryland. Prior to the end of the 19th century, it was common to see the dickcissel nesting throughout our region and across the eastern seaboard. As humans changed the native landscape, farming, leveling, and paving grasslands to support farms, towns, and cities, the dickcissel's native habitat quickly began to disappear. When Europeans arrived on the North American continent, they found a land boasting nearly 360 million acres of grasslands and prairies. Today, only 70 million acres of grasslands remain. Development along America's east coast hit the dickcissel and other grassland species especially hard. Between 1966 and 1979, the dickcissel population fell by 5.5% each year. While their numbers stabilized for a time, the dickcissel population is again in decline. Habitat loss isn't the only thing impacting the dickcissel population. The dickcissel prefers to perch on the stalks of tall grasses and crops to pluck seeds and pick fallen seeds and insects from the ground. Their inflexible eating style makes it difficult for the dickcissel to remain far from their preferred grasslands. While they're not often found at bird feeders, they will stop at feeders during their migration seasons in the spring and fall. The dickcissel migration is a sight to behold. In preparation for their fall migration, dickcissels begin assembling in larger and larger flocks that gradually coalesce into flocks of thousands. Winter roosts of dickcissel in Mexico and South America can number into the millions of birds. These large roosts then fly north together, making for quite a sight. The arrival of millions of crop-eating birds on farmlands is not a welcome sight to farmers, who often view the dickcissel as a pest. As a result, many birds are lost when farmers take action to protect their crops. If you've ever traveled to the Midwest during the late spring and early summer, it's likely that you've heard the dickcissel's distinctive call. The birds tend to congregate on fields and in prairies, which makes their constant chatter inescapable. The bird's name, dickcissel, is derived from its song, which sounds like this. Obviously, the person responsible for naming the dickcissel didn't have to think too hard when selecting its name. The dickcissel told us humans what it wanted to be called. The plight of grassland birds in America is dire. 3 out of every 4 species is in rapid decline and have seen the steepest population drops of any group of North American birds. Had I really seen a dickcissel that morning, I would have been lucky. Rogue birds become separated from the dickcissel migration and often need to make much-needed pit stops at feeders outside of their range. American farmers are often on the front lines of the battle to save our native grassland species, and many have seen the benefits that these birds can bring. By planting native grasses, rotating crops, and promoting refuge areas, some farmers are seeing benefits for their crops and livestock, while also supporting our native species. You can learn more about our local plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.